During the past 4 weeks, we have been focusing on following in His steps. We have been recognizing the footprints we are called to follow. We have considered what it means for us to be passionate in prayer, to come intentionally into His presence through worship, to give with radical generosity, and to surrender ourselves through service. Now it is time for us to make a commitment. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Dr. Neil Epler, Associate Pastor of Congregational Care and Older Adult Ministries at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. As we prepare to commit ourselves to pray, worship, give, and serve, we want to bathe this time in prayer and seek God's guidance and blessing. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us for day two of praying for our annual commitments. Today's message is entitled, Receiving Prayer. Our text comes from Acts chapter 13, verses 2 through 3. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Some thoughts. Have you ever truly been prayed for? I mean, really been prayed for. Have you ever had someone or several people lay hands on you and lift you up to the Lord? Have you ever been anointed with oil? Have you ever felt the Holy Spirit move in your life or been brought to tears because of someone's prayers for you? I can remember the first time I heard about praying for someone and anointing them with oil. I was in my first years of ministry, and I thought that being anointed with oil was something done only in the Roman Catholic Church or perhaps in Pentecostal churches. It was not something I was interested in doing or even learning about. It almost seemed to me like some kind of religious magic. But then I attended a seminar on prayer, and part of it was about praying for others by laying on hands and anointing them with oil. We looked at the scripture in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. You know, a light went on, and I realized that anointing with oil was really being obedient to God's word. At this seminar, I was anointed with oil, and I was prayed for. And I also anointed others and prayed for them. It was a wonderfully moving experience. Being prayed for by others can be a tremendous and awesome experience. Have you ever truly been prayed for? In this passage in Acts, Paul and Barnabas are called apart to do a special ministry for the Lord. This was done through the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit after much prayer and fasting. They placed their hands on them and prayed for them before sending them off. We see a similar pattern in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. When some widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food, in verse 1, The 12 disciples decided to choose 7 men from among them who were known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom, in verse 3. After selecting these 7 men, they presented them to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. It's verse 6. I have had the honor of being set apart as an elder in the church, and I have had hands laid on me by bishops and other elders as a sign of the gift of my calling, the authority of the church, and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. I can still recall the mighty presence I felt when this happened. Have you ever felt the wondrous power of prayer by the laying on of hands? I've had the joy of serving on spiritual teams on walks to Emmaus, Chrysalis flights, face-to-face encounters, and Kairos weekends. One of the special things that happens in these spiritual retreats is for the speakers to be prayed up before giving a talk. There is normally a prayer chapel where people wait to pray for those who are preaching or speaking. While kneeling or sitting, hands are laid on you, and you are lifted up in prayer. People ask for the Holy Spirit to fill you and for God to use you in a wonderful way. Often tears flow, and you can feel the presence of the Lord, and you can feel His hand upon you. It is a glorious thing to be truly lifted in prayer. Is there something that is keeping you from receiving prayers from others? Are you open to receiving someone's prayers for you? Who can you call on to lift you up in prayer? As you consider and reflect on your commitment for this coming year, will you allow others to truly pray for you? And now some questions. When was the last time that someone really prayed for you? Are there some aspects of prayer that frighten or confuse you? Who will you ask to pray with you and for you concerning your commitment for the coming year? Thank you for listening and have a blessed day.